Every day, there is a new number. The U.S. logged more than 70,000 new coronavirus cases on Tuesday, according to the rolling seven-day average. That's higher than ever before. Places like Chicago are now reimposing restrictions on bars and restaurants as the city's positivity rate rises. Mercedes Carnathan is professor of preventative medicine and epidemiology at Northwestern University, and she joins us now. And Professor, the country just set a record for new infections according to the seven-day rolling average. How would you describe the state of the pandemic in the U.S. right now?
The state of the pandemic in the United States has really reached a critical point, and I think that's because we haven't had any break from all of this. We were hopeful that we could get things under control during the summer, and we had brief glimpses of improvement. But now we see this rebound that is even higher than it was in the springtime. So right now, you know, we're marching into a really challenging time that's scary for all of us.
Speaking of that rebound rate, the Chicago area where you are has seen its positivity and hospitalization rate rebound after coming down from their initial spike earlier in the year. We're also seeing places like Massachusetts trend back up. Why do you think the coronavirus pandemic is having such a widespread rebound in this country?
Part of the reason I think that the rebound has been so significant and so swift is because we have opened things back up again without actually controlling the background rate of disease down to the levels where we needed to. And now that the summer is over and people are tired of staying away from one another, and in the Midwest, you know, we've already had snow. So that means that activities that could have been safely outside during the spring and early fall now are coming indoors, where we're in closer proximity to one another and wanting to enjoy eating and drinking, which are activities that can't be done with a mask on.
Yeah, we're also doing more testing, which may explain some of the new cases. But we're also seeing these surges in hospitalizations, which would suggest this latest surge is not just asymptomatic cases. How concerned are you about hospital capacity across the country?
Hospital capacity to manage severe COVID is a significant concern because that is an area that we need to keep a handle on so that we can continue to keep the death rate from COVID down lower. So one distinction I would make from the earlier peaks in the spring when we had extremely high death rates is that we didn't have the treatment strategies that we have now. However, we can only put those strategies into place if we have space for individuals within a hospital. And now that we've returned to elective surgeries and other ordinary hospital business, it's really going to put a pinch on all of our healthcare providers who are doing double and triple duty. And that could ultimately compromise the care of individuals with COVID, as well as our other leading causes of death of heart and lung disease.
Mercedes, do you think the reimposing of restrictions in places like Illinois will be enough?
I am hopeful that we choose restrictions that address behaviors and situations where we see the highest levels of transmission. And let me give you an example. So early on, we shut down everything. We shut down schools. We suggested individuals not go to workplaces. There were even fears about going to the grocery store and what could happen there. What we've learned is that there are certain scenarios where the illness is most likely to be transmitted, and we know this based on outbreaks that we've seen where we've got more than one case. The outdoor super spreader event at the Rose Garden is one example. Mm-hmm. You know, we see that even being outside but without a mask is a high-risk situation. If we can target those situations that are most likely to cause significant spread to a large group of people, we can effectively shut down. Mm-hmm. It doesn't make sense to shut down public spaces if, as people are estimating, the primary route of transmission right now are small group gatherings in people's homes. And I think we're going to see more of that as the holidays mm-hmm. approach. And there's also this social challenge that we face, because if we say, you can't come into my house without a mask, it can feel as though we're placing a judgment on another individual who we think is going to give us COVID. But we have to be clear that these decisions about masking are not personal decisions, and they're not meant as judgments that someone's going to give us something.
That's Mercedes Karnathan, professor of preventative medicine and epidemiology at Northwestern University. Thank you so much.
Thank you.